He's known by a single name, Weiland. He was born in 1956 and grew up in Detroit, the automotive capital of the United States. But it was ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau, whose adventures Weiland watched on television during the 1960s and 70s, that inspired him as a boy.
He was my hero, you know, an ocean icon, and he had such a passion, you know, for the ocean. He instilled it in a whole generation of people like myself. And I knew at that moment that the ocean is where I wanted to be.
But Weiland didn't see the ocean until he was 14 and on a family vacation in California.
I remember seeing that Pacific Ocean in Laguna Beach and just immersed myself, and it felt like I was being, you know, reborn. And ironically, when I came up, a whale spouted right in front of me and then fluked up. And I mean, it just changed my life.
10 years after that first whale encounter, Weiland moved to Laguna Beach.
I started out a starving artist. I mean, literally, I was living on Snickers bars. But, you know, I felt that, you know, if I created good art, good things would happen.
And Weiland thought big. In 1981, he painted his first life-size whale on the wall of the Hotel Laguna parking lot. The mural stopped traffic and helped launch Weiland's career as a marine artist and advocate for whales and their habitat.
As the environmental movement grew, so did the appreciation of my art, and eventually I became very successful. And art is such a powerful medium. It can move people.
When Weiland was 25, he made a 30-year promise to himself. He would paint 100 marine murals in cities across the globe. He finished the Whaling Walls this year, 3 years ahead of schedule. His financial success from paintings, prints, sculptures, and a market of marine-inspired products led him to create the Weiland Foundation to support education and conservation projects. He did the murals for free, recruiting volunteers and many children to work with him.
If we can inspire these kids to be better stewards, then we have a real chance of creating that sea change in the next 10 years and protecting the beauty that we still have. Hi. Hello.
So inspired that for his 100th and final whaling wall, 7,000 children from 110 countries joined him for 2 weeks in Beijing during the 2008 Summer Olympics. They painted aquatic art on canvas panels stretching nearly a kilometer through a city park.
It was definitely a marathon. I felt like I was in the Olympics for environmental art. But at the end of the day, to watch these kids and to have them paint their feelings about the ocean and the animals and the environment, you couldn't put into words how much it meant to me to pass my art and knowledge and inspiration on to the next generation.
Weiland brought some of that art home to display to passersby on the National Mall in Washington, where he had come recently to paint with area school children. Out on her lunch break, Cynthia MacArthur says the murals give her hope for the future.
I think it helps reawaken those of us who are used to business as usual to be able to see in such a creative and energetic way how much oceans are, or how valuable oceans are and the creatures there.
Weiland continues to explore the undersea world. He loves to swim with whales and dolphins, and he never tires of the ocean as the subject of his art. His latest long-term commitment to public art? The installation of 100 life-size marine sculptures in cities around the world. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.